a historic encounter for the planet Earth, comes next week. Mars will come closer to us than it has been in 60,000 years. Amateur astronomers have been watching Mars recently because of another rare event, an occultation. That's when the moon passes in front of Mars. Commentator Andrew Chaikin was among the observers.
In 1967, when I was 11 years old, National Geographic published a black-and-white telescopic photograph of an occultation from 1911. In that photo, the moon is a huge cratered ball, and Mars looks like a tiny pebble. That photo gave me chills. For me, taking my own occultation photograph became a personal mission. Last summer, I'd bought a new 11-inch telescope. Then I'd found out about a special kind of webcam that was perfect for taking telescopic pictures of the planets. For months, I struggled to learn the techniques of astrophotography. But when summer arrived in Boston, my telescope's lens fogged up. I knew the problem would be worse in Florida, and all my preparation could be wasted. I managed to find a tiny hairdryer and a 1,500-watt inverter to power my defogger in the middle of nowhere. As I headed to Florida with my 60-pound telescope and all its gear, I was still worried. Maybe the hairdryer wouldn't do the job. Maybe the weather would be bad. As my mother pointed out, you know, that's the time when they have hurricanes. At 1 a.m., I loaded the car and drove to the observing site, a deserted country road about 15 miles from Lake Okeechobee. By 3 a.m., I'd been joined by six other Mars gazers, each with his own telescope.
Did it stabilize you?
Well, it's still drifting.
As the others checked out their telescopes, I waited nervously, glancing at my watch. Meanwhile, next to me on a sandy patch of ground, Chris Steffen, who organized our little expedition, was already set up and looking at the moon. A former high school teacher from Sebring, Florida, Chris seemed to have everything under control.
Look how crystal clear because of the planets and stuff. Beautiful view of the moon here.
Meanwhile, I was facing my first crisis of the night. My telescope had its own built-in computer, but when I was just about to point it at Mars, I pushed a button too soon, and the controls froze. Please tell me this telescope hasn't stopped working. When I redid the startup, everything was fine, and soon on the screen of my laptop computer, I saw the familiar face of Mars loud and clear. And not a moment too soon, the occultation was about to begin.
Okay, that's good.
Suddenly, the image began to fade. The telescope was fogging up. Now was the moment of truth.
Okay, it's time for the old hairdryer.
The hairdryer would have to work, and it did. When I went back to the laptop, Mars was hovering above the moon's jagged edge, like an alien spaceship coming in for a
landing. There's a, yeah, look at the little valley coming in here now.
Oh, man, look at
that.
Yeah,
there's the polar cap popping out nice and strong here now.
As we watched, the moon slowly began to swallow the red planet. Part of the moon was in darkness, and as it moved past Mars, we could actually see the silhouettes of lunar mountains and craters against the planet's bright orange disk.
Look at that coming out.
Look at that, guys!
Isn't that exciting?
As the occultation ended, Mars and the moon slowly drifted apart, as if they wanted to prolong their rare encounter. I know I was sorry to see it end. All my life I've wanted to visit other planets, knowing I'd never be able to. But for a moment, on this special morning, I felt as if I'd made the trip. And I even had the pictures to prove it.
Andrew Chaikin is the author of the book, Space. You can encounter his photographs of Mars by going to our website at npr.org.